Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
Get Santa, an Upstage Surrey production.
I've forgotten the key.
We don't have keys, you twit. We're breaking into this house.
Only joking, Colin. Oh, cheer up, it's Christmas.
I'll give you Christmas.
That's good. Christmas is a time for giving.
Not for thieves like us, Toby. Christmas is a time for taking, just like every other day of the year. Only at the moment, people are kind enough to wrap things up for us first. Look at all these presents under the tree. I'll start with this one. What kind of present do you call that? Socks. That reminds me, have you brought your gloves?
Oh, I did ask my mum for some. Oh, she'll probably give them to me tomorrow. I did think of putting stockings over my hands.
Why didn't you?
Well, I wanted to leave one of them out for Santa, and I made the other one into a festive balaclava. How do I look?
Like a twit with a Christmas stocking on his head.
Oh, I always get a stocking from Santa, full of nuts, fruit and chocolate, or a new club. Christmas won't be Christmas without a stocking.
Take that stupid thing off your head, Toby. We're not about to perform an armed raid on a grotto.
Oh, well, let's get the lights on. The Christmas tree first. Wow, a musical Christmas tree. Ah, don't it make you feel all Christmassy?
What are you playing at? This isn't Regent Street. Turn them off.
Oh, but it's lovely. Keeps us in the spirit whilst we're working.
We're here to rob the place, not create a festive atmosphere. Right, that's more like it. You're a strange lad, Toby, but it seems I'm rather stuck with you. Unfortunately, I couldn't find any other burglars who were willing to work on Christmas Eve, not even for time and a half. This profession is in a sorry state. Ooh, they left out a glass of brandy. Don't mind if I do.
Oh, what a nice family. Oh, there's not many people who'd leave a drink out for burglars. Oh, that's what I call Christmas spirit. Oh, hang on. How did they know we were coming? I thought you said they'd be away, staying with friends until tomorrow morning.
I'm assuming the children left it out for Father Christmas. We're sort of the anti-Santas. You can eat the carrot.
Oh, you can't drink that if it's a Santa. Oh, you'll make him cross and he won't give you any presents.
I can assure you that if Santa did exist, we'd be top of his naughty list, drink or no drink. Cheers. Yeah. What an odious tipple. If I was Santa, I'd take all their presents back.
Oh, where's your Christmas spirit? I know I'm a burglar, but I still think that Christmas is a time for goodwill to all, a time for peace in the world, a time when dreams come true. Oh, well, don't you have a Christmas dream?
No.
Not one?
Not anymore.
Aha! So you did have one once.
Well, not a proper one. Anyway, we're supposed to be burgling this house.
Oh, I've got a Christmas dream.
Oh, really? What?
I'm not telling.
Well, knowing you, it's probably something ridiculous.
Well, you'll never know, will you? What are we supposed to be doing? Shall I check upstairs?
You probably want to fly or join a circus or be an explorer. Something stupid like that. Doesn't matter. You open the presents here. I'll go upstairs.
You're not even close. Join a circus, my foot. Shouldn't you be upstairs?
Well, what is it then, your Christmas wish?
Well, I'm not sure I should tell you my wish. It might not come true.
I'm in charge here. You'll do whatever I say.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you my wish, but you have to tell me yours. Deal?
Well, I'm not sure.
No, go upstairs then.
Okay, deal.
Brilliant. What's yours?
Well, why me first?
because I don't trust you. You're a criminal.
So are you. You go first.
Well, if you don't want to know what my wish is, then fair enough.
Okay, very well. I'm only telling you because we made a deal. Burglar's honour. Ooh, look at that clock on the mantelpiece. I'll have that. Probably a family heirloom worth a bit.
Come on, then.
Oh, it's not much. I used to have a teddy bear, a big one. I was quite young and a bit lonely. I had this wish, a dream, if you like, that this teddy bear would come to life and be my friend, best friends. And we'd play and have tea and go for walks and be best friends for always.
Oh, have you still got the teddy?
No. The police made me give it back to the boy I nicked it off. Stupid, really. Sort of rubbish that you'd come out with. What is your wish, then? Your Christmas dream?
Well, I know it sounds silly and it'll probably never
happen. Come on, what is it?
Well, you see, I've never really been happy being a burglar. I've always thought in the back of my mind that there was something, you know, not fair about it. And I've always wanted to make things and make things with my hands. And, oh, I do love Christmas. It's my favourite thing ever. And toys. Oh, I adore toys.
Well, you're not saying that you...
Yes. I've always wanted to be an elf.
An elf.
Well, not just any elf, but one of Santa's elves.
Quick, turn the lights out. I think someone must be trying to get in.
Oh, you're right. It's a big chap.
Don't just stand there. Wallop him. I was told no one will be here until tomorrow morning. This is not good. Someone must have heard us.
Oh, I think it's worse than that. Oh, I think it's much, much worse. I think we may have killed Father Christmas.
Hit him again.
Can't hit Santa.
You twit. I told you, Santa doesn't exist. He's probably just an elderly relative. Now give me that club.
No, I won't let you. Santa's got me in an headlock.
Just fight back.
Come on, it's Santa. Ouch. Oh, Santa's kneed me in the groin. Oh, don't hurt me, Santa. I've been a good boy. Oh, I didn't drink your brandy. It was him. And I didn't mean to club you over the head. I thought you were an elderly relative. What did you do that for?
He was attacking you. You should have seen his eyes. He was angry. His face was all red.
Oh, you'll have to explain that to the millions of children why you killed Santa, not me.
He's only knocked out. Anyway, I've told you, Santa does not exist.
But look at him.
That's just a costume. Well, good one, admittedly. He's probably come back from a department store. It's all padding. Oh, it isn't padding.
See?
All that means is he's just a big fat bloke.
And his beard is real too.
A big fat old bloke with a beard.
He's quite sprightly for an old bloke.
Go through his pockets. You'll find his wallet and a business card. Big fat old sprightly bloke for all occasions. Father Christmas a speciality. What's that?
The Christmas plan diet.
Proves nothing. Anything else?
Oh, here's a bag of something. Special magic pixie dust for external use only. Brings dreams to life, just add wishes. I'll keep that for later.
What are you doing? I don't believe you putting that rubbish in your pocket. He probably got that from a joke shop. Isn't there a wallet?
No, but there's this.
See, that proves it. Santa doesn't have a mobile phone.
Well, he might do. Even Santa has to move the time.
Let's just tie him up and get on with our job, eh? And lock that door, will you?
What door?
Well, he must have come through the back door. Go and lock it before the Easter Bunny arrives.
The back door's locked.
So?
So, how did he get in?
He probably locked it himself.
Well, there's a chimney over here.
Yes, and there's a wardrobe just over there. Help me stick him in it.
let him go, all those children will be so upset.
There, I'll keep this key safely so you won't be tempted to let your mythical friend out.
I hope you get coal in your Christmas stocking.
I'm going upstairs to see what we can relieve from the premises. You stay here and open some presents.
I can't do that. They're not mine.
It's not Christmas either. But if you don't open them, I'll give you a present you won't forget.
Why don't you choke on a mince pie? Hello? Santa? Are you okay in that wardrobe? I'll try and let you out later. It's just when Colin gets in one of his moods, there's no talking to him. Just your luck to have this in your busiest day of the year. Anyway, I really must be getting on. Oh, wow, exciting. I've never had this many presents before. Oh, what shall I open first? A small one. Mummy always made me open a small one first. Then again, Mummy isn't here. I think I'll open a big one. No, I won't. I'll open the biggest one there is. Oh, this one is massive. I hope it isn't a really small one in lots of little boxes. I hate it when they do that. Wow! A teddy bear! Oh, not just any teddy. The biggest teddy bear there ever was. It's mine. Oh, I'm going to love you and keep you and hug you, and you'll be my best friend in the whole... Oh, what about Colin? Oh, but I did open it. And then again, it is Colin's Christmas wish. Yes, Colin should have this. Colin should have him. He'll look after him just as well as I could. Then again, his track record isn't very good. He did beat up Santa and lock him in the cupboard. No. Colin should have him. Maybe he'll cheer up a bit and let Santa go. Colin, come down here. I've got a surprise for you.
I'm not finished up here. What is it now? Has a tooth fairy popped in?
Come down. I've got a surprise for you.
What sort of surprise?
It wouldn't be a surprise if I told you.
Just get on with it. If you haven't opened and sorted out those presents when I get down there, you'll be in a lot of trouble.
Oh, sorry, Teddy. Colin's still all cross. Still, you're not quite what Colin wished for. You can't be a proper best friend, not if you can't move. No offence, but, well, you're not really alive. I wish you were. I truly do. Oh, I wish I had some magic dust to... Oh, hang on. Oh, I do. Oh, here it is. The magic dust. Now, Teddy, don't be alarmed. Just relax. This won't hurt a bit, I think. Just a few sprinkles. Now for some concentrated wishing. Come on, Toby. Wish, wish, wish. Teddy? Teddy? Oh, it hasn't worked. Oh, well. It was a nice dream, but never mind. Colin would have been so happy. Oh, I wish it could have worked. Oh, get off me. What are you playing at, grabbing me from behind? Oh, is that you, Santa? Santa, don't hurt me again. I didn't want to lock you in the cupboard, Santa. Oh, Santa, what big paws you have. Hang on. Paws? Oh, Teddy, it's you. Oh, why didn't you say? Oh, hang on. Teddy, you've come to life. Oh, it's amazing. How did it happen? Oh, of course. It was the magic dust. No, 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 don't turn the Christmas tree on, Teddy. Colin will be cross. What was that? Oh, you want to dance? With me? Now? Oh, go on then. Oh, but if Colin catches us. Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, dancing with a teddy. Teddy? What was that? Oh, have I worn you out? Oh, look, you just rest there for a while.
What's going on here?
Colin, you are not going to believe this, but I'd like you to meet Teddy.
What?
Well, I found this big parcel, so I opened it, and in it was this massive teddy. And well, I called you, and you told me off, so I sprinkled it with magic dust, and it came alive.
Oh, really? And then what did you do? Fly to Mars and have tea with Barbie?
No, we did a little dance.
A little dance?
Yes.
I'm supposed to believe this, am I?
Of course. Tell him, Teddy. Oh, he's asleep or something. Teddy? Oh, the magic dust must have worn off.
Yes. Well, my magic dust is beginning to wear off too. And if you don't start opening presents on Magic This Club over your head so many times that your brains will be pixie dust. That must be that bloke's mobile.
You mean Santa's? I'm going to answer it.
You'll give us away.
Hello? Santa's phone? Can I help you? Who is this? It's an elf. Yes, he's here. Colin beat him up and put him in a cupboard. She wants to speak to you.
She? An elf? A female elf? Yes, that's right. No, you can't have him back. I don't care what he's got to do tonight. She's obviously as much of a loony as you. I'm not being spoken to like that. Put me through to someone more senior. Hello? Who's this? Well, look here, Rudolph. You'll have more than a red nose by the time I'm finished with you. Don't even think about coming to get him. Where are you anyway? North Pole? Oh, on the roof. Yeah. I'm really scared. Yeah, and a Merry Christmas to you. It seems we've upset most of Fairyland.
You still don't believe it, Santa, do you?
Strangely enough, no. Why don't you use some of your magic pixie dust on me?
You don't even believe that Teddy came alive.
What do you mean? As if it's more likely that a stuffed bear becomes real and does a little jig than it is for Father Christmas to be on the in the cupboard and a horde of elves to be on the roof.
Look, just watch this. I'll use more this time. I'll prove that Teddy came to life.
Sprinkle away. I know for a fact that nothing strange is happening in this house apart from you and your lunatic imagination. So I'd like to see you try and prove otherwise.
Which one of you is Colin?
Oh, look. Teddy's coming to life again. Oh, go on, Teddy. Give Colin a big Christmas cuddle.
Get off! Get off me! Toby, what is this bear doing?
I don't care about that. Are you Colin?
Oh, you an elf?
No, I just have an appallingly bad dress sense. Of course I'm an elf, and I'm extremely annoyed.
Oh, wow. I've always wanted to meet an elf. Oh, you're my heroes.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you are, but I'm sure I've never wanted to see you. And if you don't hand Santa over pretty soon, you'll wish you had never seen me. Which one of you is Colin?
It's me, but I can't shake your hand. I'm in a bear hug, literally. What on earth is happening? There must have been something in that brandy.
You'll have to excuse him. He's in a bit of shock.
What is that behind him?
Oh, it's a teddy bear that I've just brought to life. Would you like a cup of tea or anything? I'm afraid I don't know what elves drink. Anyway, this isn't really our house.
Now, wait a minute. Just let me get my head around this whole situation. You are an elf and you want Santa back, who we've just beaten up and locked in the cupboard. This thing here holding on to me is a teddy bear that Toby has just brought to life using magic pixie dust. And you have just offered the elf a cup of tea? Have you anything stronger? I feel I might need something.
So you're Colin?
Yes, I think so. I'm pretty sure I'm still Colin. I haven't grown wings, flown a magic carpet, or met the king of the monkey people. At least not yet.
I want the key to that cupboard.
The immediate question that springs to mind is, if you're so amazing, then why don't you use some of your magical powers to release him?
I'll give you magical powers with my pixie boot.
Oh, right in the baubles!
Oh, you two carry on. I'll get it.
Now, I don't know much about goblins.
Elves.
Wherever you are, this is a gun. And I think you should start doing what I say. Now, you keep quiet until we find out who's at the door. Knowing my luck tonight, they'll probably be the gingerbread man.
We five cops of Orient are travelling about in a panda car, past the fountain up the mountain.
We don't know where we are.
Oh, car of wonder,
car of night.
Car with a bright blue flashing light.
Westward leading.
Still proceeding.
Guide us to a traffic light.
We hope you like our bit of Christmas cheer. We are from your local constabulary, the police. Do not worry yourself. We are not coming to inform you that a close relative has died. We are the Police Women's Christmas Choir, collecting on behalf of blind dogs for the guides. Oh, sorry. I meant guide dogs for the blind.
Just dang on, will you?
It's okay. It's the police.
What?
Oh, don't worry. They haven't come to arrest us. They're collecting for charity.
I'll give them charity.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
You, elf, stay here. Here you go. Give them this lovely clock.
There you are. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. A carriage clock. Most unusual. I'm not sure what the blind dogs... blind guides. Sorry, I don't know what they'll do with it. Is it valuable?
Is it valuable, Colin?
How should I know? I've just stolen it off the mantelpiece.
We don't know. We've only just stolen it.
That's very funny, sir. Yeah, I must amuse them.
I couldn't help noticing the bottle of brandy.
Oh, yes. It's very cold.
Yes, it is the winter, I believe.
That is to say, it's very cold out here.
Out here, in the cold.
But not inside in the warm.
Yes, I believe it is much warmer inside, where it is warm.
As opposed to outside, where it is cold.
I believe if they let us in the warm, we'd be warmer than out here in the cold. Where it is cold.
I'm sorry. Did you want to come in?
Yes.
Yes.
They want to come in.
Well, obviously they can't.
Oh, come on. It's Christmas.
Yes, but it's getting rather late and we don't want to miss Father Christmas, remember?
A couple of minutes.
Oh, come on then.
Wait a minute, if you could just wait outside. What do you think you're doing, Toby?
But they won't be suspicious. They're off duty.
We have an irate elf, a life-size teddy bear on the loose, and Santa Claus locked up in the cupboard. I think even they might be slightly suspicious. However, they might be even more suspicious if I turn them away now that you've invited them in. So we'll just have to act naturally. Now you, elf.
Yes?
Am I right in thinking that you'd quite like Santa back to get on with your philanthropic annual nocturnal activity?
Yes.
When we let the police through the door, if they suspect anything, we'll all be taken in for questioning. You, me, Santa, and Mr. Teddy. So we don't want to act strangely now, do we? After all, you don't want to disappoint all those children tonight.
Right. I'll play along with you, but I want Santa back as soon as they're gone.
Agreed. Now, your giant walking teddy bear is a bit of a giveaway, so we'll just have to put him in another cupboard.
Okay. Help me get Teddy inside here.
Hadn't we better gag him?
He can't speak, you twit.
How are we going to explain how I look?
Toby, don't let them in just yet. We need a plan.
I've got it. Say it's a fancy dress party.
Brilliant.
I'm sorry?
I was just saying to Elspeth how great this fancy dress party is. We're having a fancy dress party, you see.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, can I come?
You're already here.
Am I?
I can see that this lady's come as some sort of gnome.
No, an elf, stupid.
But you two gentlemen, what are you?
Oh, we're burglars.
Yes, that's right. We've come as burglars, dressed up as burglars, that is. We're not really burglars. I'm definitely not a burglar. I sell ice creams. I'm an ice cream man, really.
You both came dressed as burglars?
Yes. Would you believe it? We were so embarrassed when we arrived and we started laughing and saying how funny it is that we've both come as burglars.
An ice cream man? Not much call for your line of work at this time of year, is there? And you, sir? Are you an ice cream man?
Yes, I am an ice cream man too.
Both ice cream men? Both dressed as burglars?
Yes. And so what? It's not against the law, is it? You can't arrest us for that.
The thought had not crossed our minds, sir. As you quite rightly say, it is not a crime to be an ice cream man.
Neither is it a crime to be dressed as a burglar.
Or, for that matter, for two of you to be ice cream men dressed as burglars.
Good. Well, that's settled then.
There is one thing, sir.
Yes?
Might we trouble you for a glass of brandy?
And a mince pie.
Oh, of course. Where are the glasses?
We only have one glass. Yes, the rest all broke.
It sounds like there's someone trapped in this wardrobe.
No, it's another guest.
Another guest?
Yes, they came dressed as a wardrobe. Rather good, don't you think?
They do sound in some sort of distress. Perhaps we'd better open it.
It's locked. It's the host. He lives here. He was like this when we came.
How did he open the door?
The door was open when we got here. He's all right. I mean, he's just a bit shy. That's why he has a fancy dress party, so he can hide in the cupboard.
No, this is strange. Forgetting the pixie for a moment.
I'm an elf.
Whatever. What we appear to have here are two men dressed as burglars, and the owner of the house locked in a cupboard.
Oh, help! Ho, ho, ho! Help! Help!
You see, it is not a pure coincidence that we arrived tonight. We are not the policeman's Christmas choir. We are, in fact, undercover police officers.
Undercover?
Yes. Cunningly disguised as carol-singing police officers, so as not to arouse suspicion.
We were alerted to a disturbance at this address and proceeded to investigate.
But why didn't you just come as the police?
We thought it would be a laugh. It's Christmas, you know.
So, it seems you have some explaining to do.
Oh, allow me. We came to rob this house, but we were interrupted by Santa. I brought a teddy bear to life using magic dust and an elf turned up, and that's where you came in.
Santa?
Teddy bear?
Magic dust?
Elves?
Could you just run that by us again?
I see no reason to explain this fairy story for the 10th time tonight. Instead, you just be good police officers and accompany me upstairs.
Upstairs?
I'm afraid we're running out of cupboard space down here. Toby, I want you to look after our elf friend. I'll be returning shortly. Come on, up you go. Toby, you deal with this elf.
Oh, I'm really sorry about Colin. He does get rather carried away.
He does rather. Toby, isn't it?
Yes.
You don't seem much like Colin, or much of a criminal.
Well, I don't really like being a burglar. It's not always very fair to people. But, well, I don't have anything else to do.
You must be good at magic, otherwise the pixie dust wouldn't have worked.
You're just saying that.
No, really. I'm hopeless at magic.
But you're an elf.
I know. You'd make a far better elf than I ever could.
Wow. Me? Oh, that's really strange because, well, I've always had this crazy dream. I've always wanted to be an elf, to make toys and give them away and make people happy. Silly, really.
That's not silly. It's what I do. When all this craziness is over, why don't you come with us?
Surely I'm too big to be an elf. Oh, none of the costumes would fit.
We could make you one. We're very resourceful.
Would I get a hat?
Of course. In fact, I think I have one in my bag that might fit you.
Oh, my very own elf hat. Is it okay? How do I look?
Just like a proper elf. It fits perfectly.
Wow. It looks brilliant. It's almost as if it was made for me.
It does look like that, doesn't it?
But what are we going to do? Colin will be back soon and Santa's still locked in the cupboard.
Have you still got the magic dust?
Just a little.
Right then. Sprinkle some over the wardrobe and make a wish.
What's that stupid thing on your head, Toby?
It's not stupid. It's my magical hat.
Just take it off and help me get this stuff in a bag. It won't be long before the police realise I haven't locked the door to their room. Come on, get packing, let's go.
He's not coming with you.
Yes, she's right. I'm leaving and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Oh, really? And where are you going?
I'm going off with Santa. I'm going to be one of his elves.
You're forgetting that I have the key to the wardrobe and a gun. How are you going to deal with that, elf boy?
Come on, let's go.
What about Santa?
Toby, come back! The police are coming down!
You forgot to lock the door.
Come on, Toby. I'm pretty sure things will sort themselves out here. Up the chimney!
Well, if you're sure. Bye, Colin.
Quick, up the chimney!
Wow, I'm really going to be an elf. Whoa, this is amazing!
You won't get away with it, you know.
We've called for reinforcements.
They'll be here soon.
That doesn't matter, and you know why? Because I have a very special person locked in this wardrobe.
Who?
Father Christmas, Santa Claus, old St. Nicholas himself. And if you don't let me go, I'll shoot him and there'll be no more Christmas. Think about it. No more mince pies, no more holly or mistletoe and wine, no more cards, trees or presents, all the children crying. Ha ha! So you can't stop me.
I don't believe you.
You're a loony.
I probably am by now, so let's see, shall we? I'll unlock this wardrobe and you'll see I'm not a loony.
There's nothing there.
I don't understand. He was here, a jolly fat chap. I locked him in. Where's he gone? Perhaps I am a loony. Teddy! Teddy, I knew you wouldn't desert me. So, see, here he is. It's Teddy. Oh, no. Teddy, get up, Teddy. Why can't my Christmas dream come true?
You just give me that gun, sir. Right. I think you'll have rather a lot of explaining to do back at the station.
It's Christmas Day. Now, cuff that ruffian, officer.
Wait. Before you do anything, I'd like to say something. I may be a burglar, a heartless thief, if you like, but I've learned something tonight. Something about the true meaning of Christmas. About peace and goodwill to all. And I've changed. I realise now that I'm bad. I've taken a good look at my life, the stealing, the threatening, the lies. And I want to make a new start, begin again. Will you deny me that start, that chance to put right what went wrong? Could you lock this broken man in a cell on this day, Christmas Day? Or will you give me just one last chance?
Sorry, mate, you're nicked.
Have you no heart?
You were about to steal a load of kids' Christmas presents on Christmas Eve.
And you did threaten to kill Santa.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Come along with us, sir, if you wouldn't mind.
I think the coast is clear. Come down from the chimney, Toby. Put Teddy back in his box and we'll be on our way.
I won't miss being a burglar.
Come on, Santa's waiting. And we've only got a few hours before the kids wake up.
Come in, fellow elf. Bye-bye, Teddy. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa. Santa, Santa Claus.
Who wears boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on head, suit of red. Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa. Must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs?
You have been listening to Get Santa by Peter Shaw, produced and directed by Upstage Surrey and edited by Colin Hansford. Peter Shaw as Colin, Mills Ross as Toby, Rebecca Douglas as the Elf, Marie Zubier as Police Officer 1, Wendy McGurney as Police Officers 2 and 5, Sarah Somerville, Police Officer 3, Sarah Robinson, Police Officer 4. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment, written and performed by local people, for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.